your hymnals open and notice where in that hymnal, that hymn, these words from Isaiah are found. Because you noticed up at the top of the page, it said that this is from Isaiah 61.
No, it's Psalm 72.
Does it say Psalm 72? Mm-hmm. Well, it's the same. Okay.
You got a different book.
No, I got the same book, but it's the same. These are some of the words. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because the Lord has anointed me to bring good news to the oppressed, to bind up the brokenhearted, proclaim liberty to the captives, and release to the prisoners. To proclaim the year of the Lord's favor, the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to provide to those who mourn in Zion, to give them a garland instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, the mantle of praise instead of a faint spirit. They will be called oaks of righteousness, the planting of the Lord to display his glory. They shall build up the ancient ruins. They shall raise up the former devastations. They shall repair the ruined cities, the devastations of many generations. For I, the Lord, love justice. I hate robbery and wrongdoing. I will faithfully give them their recompense, and I will make an everlasting covenant with them. Their descendants shall be known among the nations, and their offspring among the peoples. All who see them shall acknowledge that they are a people whom the Lord has blessed. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My whole being shall exult in my God, for he has clothed me with the garments of salvation. He has covered me with the robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom decks himself with a garland, and as a bride adorns herself with her jewels. For as far as the earth brings forth, for as the earth brings forth its shoots, and as the garden causes what is sown in it to spring up, so the Lord will cause righteousness and praise to spring up before all nations. Now I turn to the Gospel of Luke and Mary's song. From Luke 1, verses 46b to 55. And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. For he has looked with favor on the lowliness of his servant. Truly, from now on, all generations will call me blessed. For the Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is God's name. His mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud and the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, according to the promises he made to our ancestors, to Abraham and to his descendants forever." This is the word of the Lord. May God add God's blessing to it. Will you pray with me? Pray that the words that I speak are faithful to the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, that which you hear is that which the Spirit intends for your ears this day. Let us pray. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. I cannot imagine this morning finding joy for the 8 children whose mothers were killed by a drunk driver driving too fast on Friday night as the snow was falling here in Neillsville. The money being raised by the GoFundMe account will help in what the costs that come about with this. But those funds can never return their mother to them. Maybe someday again they will find joy. But today I can only imagine weeping and wailing for all who loved these women and their children. Maybe one or two or six of Wisconsin's 26% of heavy drinkers will give up their bottles or cans or illegal drugs because of these deaths. And they will find true joy and faith. For as I understand it, in AA, a higher power is needed to truly recover from alcoholism. This morning, though, I have trouble finding joy in this situation. The truth is, as much as we want to say that the Bible is not political, these texts are. These texts speak of the overthrow of the powerful who use their power to oppress the vulnerable. These powerful leaders may be in government, they may be in company boardrooms, they may be in our workplaces, classrooms, or on the playing fields and courts. These powerful may be in our church councils, maybe even among the pastoral leadership. These powerful may be us, who take advantage of vulnerable workers around the world who are not paid a fair wage so that we can get our food and goods at cheaper prices. These powerful may be us who take advantage of our white privilege in ways that continue to diminish the lives of people of color. These texts proclaim that there is one God. These texts proclaim that there is one God has anointed to bring good news to the oppressed, to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and release to the to those who are imprisoned. This text is, of course, the one Jesus proclaimed as he announced his identity in Nazareth. The powerful leaders in his day did not want to hear these words any more than the powerful leaders in our day want to hear them. After Mary sang her song and the Magi came to Jerusalem saying, "Where is he who was born King of the Jews?" Herod sent and killed all the children under the age of two in and around Bethlehem. While many grieved, that is not the end of the story. Still, the vulnerable, the oppressed, the hungry will find God's mercy once again. They will find joy as they build up the community destroyed by the powerful. They will realize the Lord loves justice and hates robbery and wrongdoing. With the downtrodden, God will make an everlasting covenant. And all people will see the power and the glory of the Lord as God lifts up the lowly. As the oppressed work with God to change the world, they will find joy. For sure, these are political texts. But when I read the Bible not as a theologian, not as somebody who's trying to read it as it was written in those days, but when I read it for my personal benefit, I find words also for us of hope and joy. These words from Isaiah and sung by Mary in the Magnificat are also for all who carry heavy burdens of grief, depression, illness, financial worries, and loss, a loss of any kind, loss of homes due to hurricanes or fires or bankruptcy. Loss of jobs or relationships. In short, while at times we might be among the powerful, for sure we are also among the needy. This season of Advent is particularly hard for many, touching painful places in the human heart, as Cynthia Jarvis writes. When everyone seems to be having a good time, You know, they're putting up their lights, they're decorating their houses, they're decorating cookies, their family parties and work parties and all that goes along with the joy of Christmas, sending cards. You know what it is. Some of those who are struggling with broken relationships and hidden addictions, abusive relationships, depression denied, well, they're having an even harder time in these weeks when the rest of us are celebrating. Isaiah and Mary's song offers some hope to them too and to us. Because sometimes it is us. God notices. God cares. God knows. And God wants joy for all the hurting people in God's world. And so God anoints our Lord and Savior to bring good news to all who are in need of comfort, healing, and hope, and new life. It is God who brings us joy in the morning after a night of weeping. It is God and Jesus, born in Bethlehem, who will help us to sing with Mary, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior." You know, there's a few people who, when we plan a funeral service, they're saying to me, "Pastor, I don't know, I really want to sing this song, but I don't know that I can." And in the midst of their grief, I see them join in with the congregation. "Oh, Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made, how great thou art." Yes, yes, there are among us those who can sing in the midst of these hard and trying times. For we know that even though God does not take away all our pain and all the oppression of the world, God does bring us hope. It is the knowledge and experience that God loves us all the time that helps us make a way through. It is Jesus who shows us how we can find joy for ourselves and bring hope for the world. Our eyes and hearts are open through the love of Jesus to see a new world among us. With open eyes, we sing, we will see friends who are finding joy once again after loss. We will see healing, if not of the body and the mind, in the soul of those who are ill. We will see people giving money, time, and talent to give hope at Hope Lodge. We will see the amazing things that happen downstairs and in the community through the Christmas Angel Project. And we will know that in Loyal, at the House of Mercy, women and families are finding new life. We will find our spirits lifted up by neighbors and friends reaching out through the love of Jesus, sharing that love with others, and receiving that love from others. We can find joy. Is your heart ready to prepare for a king? Let us find joy as we prepare for the coming of our Savior. Amen.
Fire of the night. Thank you, choir.
They're singing two times next Sunday. We can be there too. So, 10 o'clock, 7:30. Is our heart prepared for a king? Let us pray. Oh God, prepare our hearts for your coming. We remember those others who are needing your hope and your joy at this time. Oh Lord, hear our prayers for the women killed and their families. Women killed here in Neillsville. Hear our prayers for the family stands watch over the one who caused the accident. Hear our prayers, O Lord, for those devastated still by the ravages of the hurricanes that came earlier this year and by the fires that are having their way California. Oh God, hear our prayers. For we want to prepare a place in our hearts for you. Prepare a way for you by remembering those others who are in need of your good news. Lord, our God, prepare a place in our hearts for you. Help us to find a time, a place, a moment in the night, in the morning, in the day. We might quiet ourselves from all the stuff going on this week in our lives. We might remember that you are coming to us, Emmanuel, God with us. Help us to prepare a place for you in our lives. Help us to breathe in your love, know your peace, to know your joy. Be with the nations of the world and all who oppress the needy. Help us to find a better way that we might indeed serve Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. It is in his name we pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever.